This is a CHLY news update. Nanaimo's incumbent mayor has officially kicked off his campaign for re-election. Leonard Krog announced his re-election bid last week as he prepares for Nanaimo's local election scheduled for October 17, 2026. This upcoming fall, voters will have the opportunity to elect one mayor and eight councillors that will serve the city of Nanaimo for the next term for 4 years. The elected mayor and council will continue to oversee municipal priorities including budgets, zoning, infrastructure, housing policies, parks, recreation, and other local services. Some elected will also serve as directors within Nanaimo Regional District. On July 15th, Mayor Leonard Krog launched his campaign for the fall, leaning on his experience with two terms under his belt. His campaign will focus on infrastructure, housing, and financial responsibility ahead of his municipal elections. His new campaign slogan is Commitments Made, Commitments Kept, and he plans to continue projects that are already underway. Mayor Krog explains why he chose to run again.
The thing I'm most proud of in my time, 8 years as mayor, nearly 8 years as mayor now, is candidly bringing civility back to civic governance in this city.
He explains council has become more respectful during his time as mayor and pointed that there have been less complaints to the BC Omnibus person compared to previous council terms prior to his tenure. Mayor Krog highlighted the investments the city has prioritized, listing parks, water, and sewer infrastructure, as well as recreational facilities. Nevertheless, he reiterates many projects are yet to be completed. One of the priorities the city of Nanaimo has focused on is housing. Mayor Krog explains even though municipalities don't directly build houses, they can encourage development and work with other senior governments to secure funding for affordable housing. He references current housing developments.
We are still seeing the building of a significant number of apartment units, which yes, arguably today are unaffordable for many people, but tomorrow's affordable housing is today's unaffordable housing.
Mayor Krog defends the city's current long-term asset strategy, arguing other aging infrastructure must be replaced despite the pressure to keep taxes low. He explains the city's automatic 1% tax increase dedicated to asset management, for example maintenance and replacement of aging infrastructure, is meant to prevent any costly future failures. Krog spoke to criticisms of the city's approach to managing aging infrastructure, addressing the policy disagreement.
They clearly don't understand how civic government works, they don't appreciate anyone who's following them, and they are taking a very short-term and with great respect, stupid view of what civic governance is all about.
He explains his stance on the responsibilities elected officials have to people who did not vote for them.
You may get elected by the people who support you, but your duty is to the whole of the citizens of Nanaimo.
Bruce Stone, who has supported Krog since his time as a provincial MLA, had the following to say at the campaign launch.
When he ran for mayor, I was more than happy to support him. I believe he's been the best mayor we've ever had.
Mayor Krog says he will not endorse candidates for council and believes that citizens of Nanaimo should make their own choices. Additionally, he encourages higher voter turnout after he said participation declined in the last municipal election. According to the city of Nanaimo's 39.7% of registered voters cast ballots in 2018 in comparison to the 24.2% voter turnout from 2022.
I am hopeful to see that number increase again, that people actually pay attention to civic politics because it matters.
With general election day on October 17, there are a few options for citizens to participate. Starting October 7 and 14 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., advance voting will be available at Bevan Park Social Center. Additionally, residents can vote by mail, with completed ballots required to be received by the chief election officer by 8 p.m. on October 17th. On election day, participants can cast their vote at Bevan Park, as well as Brechin, Chase River, Randerson Ridge, and Uplands Park Elementary Schools, among other locations. So far this summer, only one other candidate has announced their intention to run for mayor in Nanaimo. Anne-Marie Dryden is campaigning with municipal slate Real Nanaimo, a conservative electoral organization running a full slate of candidates for mayor and council seats. Candidate nomination packages will be available beginning August 4th, with the nomination period starting on September 1st and running until the 11th. Candidates for mayor or council must be nominated by at least 10 eligible City of Nanaimo voters and submit a $100 nomination deposit. Residents interested in running for mayor or council can find candidate information on the City of Nanaimo's elections website, alongside a link to a candidate information session hosted by the Regional District of Nanaimo. For CHY in Nanaimo, this is Luis Saba.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.